everybody, and welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me is Dr. Passy from the Cairo Collective. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Roger. Appreciate the opportunity to talk.
Yeah, this is great to have you.
Yeah.
So with all of our guests on the Feel Better podcast, I'm really interested in learning a little bit about like how you got into this line of work.
Yep.
And more importantly, what is it that you're doing on a daily basis to help people feel better?
So I am the owner of the Cairo Collective. It's a chiropractic and massage clinic that we started up last year in April. What we do, Cairo massage, typically chiropractors are known for the crack, crack, pop, pop videos,
right?
And all that.
Yeah.
We do a little bit of that, but that's honestly just like a small piece of what we do. I'm big on lifestyle modification.
Okay.
To help improve whatever the case may be, low back pain, neck pain, or whatever the case may be. But now I want to take that to another level. Eventually, once I kind of get my feet under me, I want to take that to almost like a coaching type of thing.
Okay.
Where we are targeting things like diabetes,
yeah,
heart disease, heart hypertension, with things like lifestyle modification. Chiropractors are typically known as like musculoskeletal specialists, which is great, and I love that stuff as well, but there's like an untapped market that we can take advantage of by pushing a lot of the lifestyle modification and things you can do on your day-to-day basis to make your life better. That's what I want to attack in the near future. But for now, a lot of manual therapy, a lot of exercise prescription, that type of stuff is kind of what we specialize in.
I think we're at a time in human history where people are lazier than ever. They don't move as much as they used
mm-hmm.
to move.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, in my opinion, a function of us being attached to our phones all
yep.
the time. I drove by a bus stop, no joke, last week. And three of the four people who were waiting for their bus, not only were they on their phones,
yeah.
but they were crumpled down on the concrete
because yeah.
there was no grass. In the most whatever comfortable position they could get in, but
yeah.
it was somewhat contorted so they could look at their phones
yeah.
with the most ease possible, so they didn't have to utilize their bodies to stand up
yeah,
and look
yeah.
at their phones.
Yeah.
Now my question to you is, because everyone's doing this, that's not a normal human position
yeah.
for us to be in. Are you yeah. finding that there are more people who need your help because of certain, and I don't want to blame it all on
mm-hmm.
phones, that's
mm-hmm.
not fair, but
mm-hmm.
because of their lifestyle
mm-hmm.
Choices or just their lifestyle in general?
I don't know if it's the phones, but I think the recent like post-COVID world where people are working a lot from home,
yeah,
that has a big impact. People have a greater demand on them from work. And as a result, they're sitting for extended periods, taking meetings all day. So like you said, they're just not moving. And that's the biggest thing I recommend people is like even every 10 to 15 or every hour, 45 minutes, if you can get up for like 2 to 3 minutes,
yeah.
walk around, move around a little bit, it'll make you feel a lot better throughout your day if you're able to do that. Now, the issue with that is you have to create a habit.
Right.
And that's where it's a problem in terms of people committing to it, because it can really become a snowball effect in both a positive and a negative
sure.
manner. You start doing it regularly, and it's like, okay, you get that ball rolling. But if you miss a couple, it's easy to be like, you know what, I'm just gonna do my
right.
thing. You know what I mean? So that building of a new habit, that development of a different like schedule, almost staying on that schedule, is where people have the most trouble in my opinion. The phones, yeah, I have, especially like the younger kids, like they're just literally just looking down at it all the time. How much of an issue that is, I'm not sure, because the spine is meant to move. We get caught up, and a lot of our patients, they come in and they say, oh, I have this like bad posture, and they'll do one of these.
Right.
Right. And when you, the thoracic spine, the mid back area, is actually designed to flex and extend. So it's not a problem that you're in that position. It's a problem that you're there, like without knowing you're there.
Right.
Because then you're
unconscious.
Unconsciously.
That point. Yeah.
And then you don't have the power to change it.
Right.
So that's the big thing.
You have no awareness.
You don't have awareness. So rather than like criticizing the phone or criticizing your work, It's just about being mindful of what you're actually doing on a day-to-day basis. I find that's a better approach to it rather than scaring people into thinking like you got like tech neck or whatever the buzzword of the day is, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. So you also must work with, I suppose, people in the community because you're just up on the Queensway, right? Mm-hmm. But what about athletes? Do you get a lot of folks coming in with sports-related injuries?
A little bit. We do a lot of like sports massage type of work. I do have a little bit of a background in that as well. But to say that we target specifically those people, not really. If we're looking at it from a business standpoint, you're better off general pop,
right?
Just that from a business standpoint. But when you do get that athlete to come in, I actually had a coach. He is in Eastern Europe now. I can't remember the exact country, but he just moved out there and he did a lot of work with us. So from time to time, you get the athletes. I have a couple of guys that play D1 basketball in the States that come in, but majority of it, people working on desks, that type of thing,
really?
Hurt their lower back, picking up their kid,
okay.
That type of thing is a lot more common than the athlete per se. But that would be something that I like. It's all not to say that it's boring working with Gen Pop, but the athletes offer you a different type of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little more fulfilling than, you know, just the general Gen Pop stuff. It's a lot more. It's just, I guess, more fulfilling. This is a lot more fun to work with,
right?
Because of the makeup of that athlete,
right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, what inspired you to get into this field?
So, for me, it was a back injury when I was in the gym 20 years. I was 20, 21, just lifting, probably not doing the best thing for my body. But I hurt my back lifting some weights, and then it got better, but it was never like 100%. About a year later, one of my buddies, he had just graduated Cairo School, mm-hmm. and shout out Navjot Sekhom from Infinite Motion. I love that guy. But he asked me one day, he was at the gym, and he asked me one day, why don't you just come shadow me? Because I was talking to him, I don't really know what I want to do. The usual like 22-year-old questions, right? And he's like, why don't you just come shadow me and we'll see what happens. So I went in, I saw what he did. I really enjoyed what he did. And then one day he was just like, hey, let me do a session on you. He didn't have any patients. So he's like, I'll put you on the table. So he worked on me. And literally after that session, I was like, I have to be able to do this.
Cool.
Yeah. And the instant relief and the long term, like that pain never came back. That was like, wow, you could do this. Like, this is something that I can actually do. And I want to give this feeling to other people just to be free of pain and discomfort and all that. But that was kind of the spark for it. And then a year later, went started Cairo School, had my own injuries, surgeries, and all that to my ankle. Learned a lot from that, and then graduated. Did some courses on my own as well from Prescript. It's more like exercise prescription. That stuff was huge for me. My kinesiology background. People always joke that like their undergrad gives them no value.
And not you.
Honestly, on my board exams, 2020. I was writing my board exams and I could draw information from my kin degree at York that I used on that exam, which was pretty crazy because my wife says the exact opposite. She's like, I don't know what I learned in my undergrad,
Really?
You know what I mean? So it's very, I've been very blessed and lucky to be in the right position at the right time almost. But yeah, that's kind of how it started. One of my buddies just pulled me aside. He's like, hey, why don't you just come shadow me? And
You're lucky and blessed to have known what you wanted to do for a living at a young age and then pursue that.
Yeah.
And now you're doing it, which is amazing. And you're helping people to feel better.
Yeah, definitely. But I think I didn't always know that I wanted to do this. This literally happened when I was 23 years old.
Yeah.
And I think I have a young cousin who's, I think he's like 20, 21 now, but he used to ask me a lot more when he was younger, oh, what should I do? What should I do? I'm like, just, man, figure it out. Like, just give yourself time. Just do what you enjoy doing, and the doors eventually, just take the opportunity when it presents itself, though, right? Don't be lazy on it. And that's kind of what I did, and it just happened to work out. So that's kind of my approach. Like, I have a buddy who all he wanted to do since he was in high school was a doc. He wanted to be a doctor.
Right.
And now he's a doctor.
Yeah.
But he, like, when I think about, like, someone knowing what they wanted to do, it's him.
Yeah.
Right? But when it comes to me, I kind of had to figure it out. And I guess that's okay as well, right? Like, there's no plan that's laid out for you that you got to figure it out by this age or whatever the case may be. But I don't think, when I think about someone who's got it figured out, it's those two guys,
right?
Not
right.
necessarily.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so your clinic's relatively new.
Yep.
What are your plans to kind of grow it in the next mm-hmm. 6 months or a year?
The big thing that we've recently started is some Google marketing. That's been huge in the last, I think we started in June, and that really gave us a nice kick in the rear to get our volume up. What sparked that was we had a really good end of the year, as does every insurance-based business.
Right.
End of the year, everyone wants to use up their benefits and all. But typically, so I've been practicing since 2020.
Okay.
So usually what you see in the winter time in January, February, March is a little bit of a decline. And so that's what I was expecting, and I was honestly scared of coming into 2025.
Yeah.
Because we started in April 2024. November, December of 2024, fantastic. January, I'm expecting a decline. January, we actually matched numbers that we did in December. And then we went January, February, March, where it was pretty like level, which was fantastic, because I was extremely happy with that, because I was expecting a little bit of a decline. And so when that happened, I was like, okay, April comes around, May comes around, we start to see a little dip. And then that's when, I guess it was like panic mode for me. And I was like, okay, we need to figure out something to do. Looked into a couple different avenues, went down the Google marketing road. That helped out a ton. In June, July, August, so far has been pretty good. Things really shot up.
Yeah.
So it was great that way. So that's one thing that I'm continuing to do. Social media, man, social media is tough. The consistency that it requires.
Yeah.
That's something that I do find that's challenging.
Yeah.
But I'm working on that. And also we recently, just as of this week, started doing orthotics at the clinic.
Cool.
So that I think will help bring some people in as well. I'm not the biggest fan of orthotics, but for the right person and the right situation, it's a great tool. So I wanted to include that as a part of the package that we offer at the Chiro Collective.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So people want to find out more about you and the Chiro Collective. Where should they look?
Yeah, so we are at 2305 Stanfield Road in Mississauga, Ontario. It's literally like 7 to 10 minutes from the studio. And it's unit number 67. The Chiro Collective Miss on Instagram, and our website is thechirocollective.ca. And you can check us out there. If you guys have any questions, concerns, or anything, you can call us at 647-514-8708.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
It was really nice to have you.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on the Feel Better podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.